Brian and Trisha, and it's time for our morning conversation. And this is going to go off of what we just talked about a little while ago about Lunchables. So if you're making your own Lunchable, say whether you use your own container, you buy a bento box, or if you recycle and clean out an old Lunchable container, what would you put in your Lunchable?
I think I'd have to have a couple of different kinds. Okay. I think I'd have to have a sweet one, and then I'd have to have like a savory one.
Okay.
Like I would have to have one that's got like ham cubes and cubed like pepper jack cheese,
yeah,
and some crackers and like some green olives and maybe a big fat dill pickle.
The big fat dill pickle, yeah. That's not going to fit in your Lunchable box.
It's my Lunchable box. I'm going to create it.
Okay.
I mean, I'll make it work. But then I think I would want a sweet one that's got like, you know what I haven't had in forever? Carob.
Carob?
Yes, like little cubed carob. So like that, and then like some apple slices and some grapes, and then maybe like cookies. Like a sweet kind of like a refreshing thing, or then one that's more savory.
What kind of crackers?
I'm pretty lenient with crackers. I mean, my go-to, just because they're the cheapest thing on the shelf, is just a classic saltine.
Okay.
But my favorite cracker to like be fancy with would be like a Triscuit.
Okay.
But then those come in flavors too.
They do.
So
when we were kids, it was just Triscuits or saltines. Or for me, I like Wheat Thins.
Those are okay.
Yeah. And so, but I have to.
No. What are those water crackers that you like get it? They always end up in like a. Like a Christmas box.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
It comes with like summer sausage and stuff.
Yeah.
I never buy those just to have, but you get them with stuff. Those are pretty great too.
They are. They have charcuterie sections in stores now, some stores. And so you can get those crackers, I'm pretty sure, in those sections. But for me, a Wheat Thin would have to be in it. But I'm not, you know, I could be okay with pretty much any kind of cracker.
Sure.
But if I'm picking, I'm going to pick a Wheat Thin. And then, of course, you have to have the salt side down. So when I'm stacking my stuff on top of it, the salt is going to touch my tongue.
Yes.
Okay. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm going to have Wheat Thins. I could have pepperoni and as my meat.
We keep a little thing of pepperoni at the house just for this kind of thing. Yes, we do
too. Or summer sausage, sliced summer sausage. But I could go with either of those. And cheese, I could go with Colby Jack cheese.
Colby Jack's pretty good for a lot of different things. And it's like it's not too much of one thing or the other. So.
Green grapes.
Mmm.
And some green olives.
How big is this charcuterie board?
Oh, as big as I want.
There you go. We're making it ourselves.
I'm dreaming, so I may have to have my dad create one for me out of wood. I don't know.
So,
and then I think for my sweet, I would need to have something chocolate. Mm. And some nuts, maybe some almonds. Okay, I think that's it.
So you just have a lunch. It's not a Lunchable, it's a lunch.
Pretty much.
I saw online the other day, somebody said, forget charcuterie boards, I want a snackle box.
Yes!
It was a tackle box, and all the little drawers and stuff were full of snacks.
That is a brilliant
idea. And I don't know why
idea.
You couldn't do that.
Right, why couldn't you?
Well, remember the caboodle that girls had back in the 80s
they
and
90s? They still sell them.
Do they really?
Yeah.
That was just a tackle box for girls' makeup.
Yes.
That's all that was.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So marketing for that.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah.
But I could just go get a tackle box.
Brian and Trisha's snackle box.
That is such a good idea.
We could retire on that.
Could we?
I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not. Okay,
I just realized that there need to be the late night, I don't love myself, I can't sleep, but I really want to shove something in my mouth, Lunchable box. So that would have like a pickled egg.
Oh, no.
Some rope bologna and like rye crackers.
Rye crackers?
Yeah, like the little Melba toast looking things.
Okay.
Made out of rye bread.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those are in like pub mix.
Right, exactly.
That's what I need in my charcuterie.
I guess this would be a pub snackle box.
Yes.
It would be like, you know, think of the stuff you could see like in a dive. It'd be like, give me a piece of that pickled rope bologna. And like, you know, this is a 3 a.m. I can't sleep. I'm only watching cartoons. Snack.
This is great.
Yeah. All right, tell us what goes in your Lunchable. You're making one. It could be any size, any shape.
The weirder, the better.
Yeah. Brian and Trisha, Quick C 98.3. So, morning conversation has been, if you're going to make your own Lunchables, all right, you've decided to take it upon yourself to make those little snack packs, what are you putting in yours? Now, I think I had the revelation this morning. There was a whole generation of kids who their parents handed them Lunchables.
Mm-hmm.
And then those kids grew up and went, my tastes have been refined just a little bit. I don't want little bologna circles anymore with little Ritz crackers. I would personally like to now have a large assortment of cheeses and crackers and meats and fruits and vegetables all spread out on a tray.
Yeah.
And this is why this generation now has the charcuterie board.
See, I did not grow up eating Lunchables.
No.
That was not a thing in my household.
No.
And even if it would have been available, I still don't think it would have been a thing in my household.
I think we would have been like, hey, there's some cheese in there and some crackers. Go make your own Lunchable.
I did grow up with snack time. Oftentimes, I say snack time, that would be like my mom, when she was hungry for a snack, she would cut up some sausage, summer sausage, and then she'd cut up some pieces of cheese, you know, from a block of cheese, and then she'd have crackers and she'd have olives and she'd put it on a plate and she'd eat that. And so I grew up with that as a snack, and that's very filling for me. But those are the components for a charcuterie board.
Well, you know, and what were they called before that? Vegetable trays, deli trays.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everything just gets renamed eventually.
Yeah.
So you're going to make your own Lunchable? What are you going to pop in there? So the longer I think about this, I'm going to need a variety of Lunchables, depending on the mood I have.
I like that because if you're doing it for a kid, too, then it gives them some choices.
Kids make their own Lunchables. This is for me.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you're teaching somebody. Carry on.
So I'm thinking for sure there would have to be the cream cheese Lunchable. Like one of the little pockets or little pouches or little container areas would have to be filled with cream cheese because I like to take that and spread it on crackers.
Okay. Oh, no thank you.
Well, it's just a thing I really
like. Well, this is your snackle box, so it's okay.
But you know what I've discovered I can do with cream cheese that makes it even tastier?
What?
Take some cream cheese, like a big blob of it, like 2 tablespoons. Put it on a little plate. Dash just a little bit of hot sauce on it and some black pepper. Then you spread that on a cracker and you've got a mouth party.
So do you take that cream cheese and do you mix it up to have the hot sauce and the pepper mixed in?
No, it's just on the surface.
Do you get whipped cream cheese? Do you like that?
I don't like whipped cream cheese. I don't like light cream cheese. I've tried cream cheese in a tub, the cream cheese in a brick. My preference, there is a name brand of cream cheese that, in my opinion, tastes the best, and it has to be in the brick.
Okay.
There's
no wrong answer here.
No, but, if you're going to make the Brian charcuterie board, the Brian Lunchable, it's going to have some cream cheese in one of the varieties. Not all of them, but one of them for sure.
I definitely think we should do this for, we talked earlier this week about a lunchbox.
Mm-hmm.
Now we go to snackle box and we bring that. We don't have to get a huge one, but just get a little one and you could bring that for your variety. And actually, so that could last all week almost.
If you got a big enough one.
Yes. If you get a big one and you have different varieties in it, then you could say, just remember when we got that charcuterie box somebody brought us and we ate on that for days.
Oh yeah. And it was like half the size of a shoebox.
Yes, so
but it was
if
you
so do your
full.
Own snackle box, then you can have what you want in it. I totally think we should do this.
I think we should make each other one. Because you know what I don't like.
Yeah.
I like spicy mustard, Maybe a little thing of spicy mustard to go with some crackers, to go with some ham and cheese.
So could you squirt? No, I don't think you could do this. I don't think you'd want to squirt mustard down in one of those little compartments of your snackle box because you can take out those dividers, and so it's not sealed. So you might end up with mustard under your grapes.
Yeah, we don't want that.
No.
There's got to be some thought put into this.
If you get the watery part of the mustard, and then you end up with water in your snackle box, I digress.
Mustard water.